The Plucky Haggis, 22nd of November, 2011. Easter Sunday with Prince William. Originally recorded 10th of April, 2010. Rare sightings in the Cumbrian Lake District. Giver's Get. Here I was, jogging up one more steep access to deliver a local copy of the Yellow Pages, yell.com. One of several hundred directories my friend had committed himself to delivering during this Easter weekend in and around the lakes. Driving up and down the valleys in his tired blue Nissan Micra, we dropped them into every cottage, croft, house, farm or estate in our designated areas. My friend from County Durham in the northeast had been called upon to help a colleague with a few rounds in the west. In turn, he invited me to help with navigation and delivery, knowing I enjoyed new ground and loved the countryside, besides providing an opportunity for us to catch up and take my mind off redundancy. We had been up mountains, down dales, through river roads, called Becks, nothing to do with David Beckham, stopped from crossing roads by fords too deep for our wee Micra, bogged down in fields our sat-nav suggested we take, bounced up miles of potted farm roads and back again, and to quarries and caravan sites. Every type of building from gated estate, where a suspect sting probably lived, to Button Bends, where the Bruins and Oor Willie go on holiday. Anyway, halfway through day three, I had just run up this rough steep drive, leaving my friend to drive on to properties further up the dead end road. Now breathless, I approached a surprised looking recipient standing at the top. There he was, standing on his own in front of one of two new Range Rovers, playing with a stick and two friendly black Labrador dogs. Picture my astonishment as I gradually realise I am face to face with a member of the royal family. I had just handed a telephone directory to His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales. Oh my God. Oh my liege. It really whiz, Oor Willie. Needless to say, he was equally surprised to see me. Not because I'm all that famous, of course. But as this was Easter Sunday, he proceeded to casually engage in conversation, inquiring as to how we'd ended up with this task on the holiday weekend. We probably conversed for a little more than 2 or 3 minutes, and as I prepared to leave, I shook his hand, jokingly assuring him that though my camera was in the car, I wouldn't be returning for photos, at least, not unless my friend doubted me. He took this as lightly as intended, and doubt he would have objected even if I had returned. As I headed back, I offered my own royal wave in acknowledgement of his greeting. Happy Easter! Ah, my new best friend. I was grinning like the proverbial Cheshire cat, and the banter of the rest of the day and beyond hardly stopped. I maybe regret not being chattier, but that might have been impertinent, and I was mindful of his right to privacy. However, the magnitude of the event, even several months on, surprised me. What would you have said or asked His Royal Highness, second in line to our throne? Add your comment. But mind you keep it clean, he may be watching. The Lakes is a very beautiful area of Britain indeed. Though the link may be tenuous, spotting black grouse in the Cumbrian moors is just about as rare as meeting royalty. 6 years ago, I watched blackcock grouse lekking in Norway and hope you enjoyed my Boo rendition and YouTube illustration from the Cairngorms in Scotland. Keep a clear heed, folks, your eyes peeled, camera and binoculars close at hand, because you never know what rare event, creatures or persons you may see in this amazing countryside of ours. Happy Easter, the Plucky Haggis.